KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 15 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with winds southeast at 10 miles per hour, a high of 34. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In area news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning reviewed a recommendation from the County Compensation Board, who suggested a 5% pay raise for elected officials. The supervisors did not take any action on the recommendation during their meeting, but when it comes time to making a decision during the budgeting process, they may choose to accept the Compensation Board's recommendation or reduce the percentage, but they cannot go above the recommended amount. Regardless of which way they choose to act, the percentage must be the same for each of the elected officials. Supervisor Mark O'Brien had pointed out that in last 10 years, the Board of Supervisors has approved a combined 23.5% in pay raises, and during that same time, the cost of living adjustment, or COLA, for federal employees has been around 13%. He said Cass County has given more raises than the national government. A trend toward population decline, he said, also means that less people will assume the tax burden for the pay increases. Supervisors agreed to inform elected officials that they may base their budgets on a 2.8% increase, at least for now, but again, no official action will be taken before they begin work on the fiscal year 2020 budget. Elsewhere in the news, a Western Iowa woman accused of having sex with a teenage boy staying at the Child Saving Institute shelter in Omaha has been sent to prison. Douglas County, Nebraska District Court records say 24-year-old Hannah Dickerson of Neola was sentenced Tuesday to 2 years. She pleaded guilty to attempted sexual abuse of a protected person. Prosecutors lowered the charge in exchange for her plea. The 17-year-old boy was a ward of the state who told investigators that he and Dickerson engaged in sex several times in July and August of 2017. Dickerson's job at the Institute was to supervise wards of the state, sometimes overnight. The Institute specializes in adoptions, emergency foster care, and family therapy. Red Oak police arrested a man on a public intoxication charge late Wednesday night. 31-year-old John W. Jett of Red Oak was arrested at around 10:35 p.m. in the 1200 block of Senate Avenue. Jett was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. An Iowa woman has pleaded guilty to three kidnapping charges related to the 2017 starvation death of her 16-year-old adopted daughter. The Des Moines Register reports 41-year-old Misty Jo Boozman-Ray pled guilty Wednesday to one count of first-degree kidnapping and two counts of third-degree kidnapping involving two other adopted children in her care, illegally confined to her Perry home. First-degree kidnapping carries a mandatory sentence of life in prison. In exchange for her plea, prosecutors dropped first-degree murder and other charges. The charges stem from the May 2017 death of Sabrina Ray, who weighed only 56 pounds when she died. Her husband, 43-year-old Mark Ray, pleaded guilty last month to child endangerment causing death and three counts of third-degree kidnapping. The couple will be jointly sentenced on January 18th in Dallas County. A Western Iowa City Council has approved returning three top employees to their jobs. The Denison City Manager Terry Crawford, City Clerk Lisa Cook, and Fire Chief Corey Snogren were put on administrative leave December 18th. The council voted Tuesday night for their return to duty on Wednesday. The mayor and council members have declined to explain why the three were put on leave to begin with, saying it was a personnel matter. The attorney for Crawford and Cook said there was a miscommunication between the three employees and the mayor about a piece of training equipment for the fire department. Mayor Jared Beamer says the investigation isn't finished yet. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources report DNR staff were on site 4 miles west of Winterset responding to a spill at a hog confinement Wednesday. The site owners, Waldo Farms of Nebraska, reported a release due to a plugged pipeline. That spill has stopped and did not reach a creek. During the investigation, the DNR field staff discovered a second ongoing manure spill from a closed hog confinement. Manure storage at the closed facility was full, causing a small amount of manure-laden waters to overflow into the Cedar Creek tributary. The DNR's field tests showed elevated ammonia levels in the tributary, but normal levels downstream in Cedar Creek. The agency is requiring the owner to stop the release. Officials say the DNR will continue to monitor the cleanup and consider appropriate enforcement action. In the funeral announcements, Violet Anderson, age 89, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Violet Anderson will be today at 10:30. at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. John McCowan, age 80, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. A memorial service for John McCowan will be today at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Kathy Johnston, age 60, of Audubon, died Saturday at St. Anthony's Regional Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Kathy Johnston will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Glenola Ray Neve, age 84, of Bellevue, Nebraska, died January 2nd. Memorial services for Glenola Neve will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Deborah Neimani, age 65, of Messina, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Deborah Neimani will be on Friday at 4 o'clock at the Cumberland United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Jane Detter, age 87, of Atlantic, died Saturday at her home. Memorial services for Jane Detter will be held this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Vaughn Gross, age 64, of Erling, died December 25th. A massive Christian burial for Vaughn Gross will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Arnold Arnie Krall, age 77, of Audubon, died Sunday at Select Specialty Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Arnie Krall will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.